Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Dizelli.
And I'm Lonnie, the theater lady.
Yes, and we're here to talk about A Lesson Before Dying. This was at the New Hazlet down in the North Side.
Prime stage production
By a book by Ernest Gaines, and then Romulus Linney did the adaptation. It is a story about a man who's wrongfully convicted of a crime.
Murder.
That's a crime. Two or three, even, maybe.
Go ahead.
Okay. He is wrongfully convicted of that crime and is sentenced to death. And his aunt...
Godmother.
Okay. Godmother. I saw the same show, I swear. Comes down and wants him to have a lesson before dying. So hires a school teacher to help him get in touch with his feelings, really.
And learn to die with dignity.
Learn to die with dignity. Oh, that's nice. Nicely put. Good. Cheers on that. The excellent set by John Michael.
Yes.
Bohatch. But he's sort of like Cher in Pittsburgh, John Michael. Good lighting. Very nice. There were three performances, I believe, that were standout in this show.
And I have to start with Lamont Walker II.
Playing Jefferson, who's the boy who's convicted.
Oh, my goodness.
Very nuanced performance. Very charismatic kid. Teen.
And I like the way you watched him. In the beginning, it was like he had no soul. Right. He was almost a shell of a person. And you watched him grow and develop and gain dignity and pride. And I just thought it was beautiful, the metamorphosis, like the cocoon into the butterfly.
Yes, gorgeous. Beautiful. No, it really was.
He's a student.
He's a student.
His acting was amazing.
Excellent job.
And I also loved his godmother. Oh my gosh, the role that she played. That was
Tracy D. Turner.
Yes. Her performance, I thought, was so authentic and so real, and she showed so much love and patience for her godchild, and mm-hmm. and just I just thought that she nailed it. She was just like a real person.
Yes.
I mean, she was great. Great. Yeah. I love that role. And
it's not a big role, but it's a meaty role when she's on, you know,
because
she goes away for
important.
A long time.
Yeah, yeah, but it was important to the story. Her character
right.
definitely
right.
was
the crux of by which the story takes place.
Yeah. And who else do we want to mention?
Hope Anthony.
Yes,
and Molly
she was
Jamal.
Vivian.
Hope Anthony did a fantastic job.
She played that role with such class and refinement and gave her character so much intelligence and depth and thoughtfulness. I really appreciated the way she acted that character.
Yeah. I look forward...
She nailed it.
You know what? It's great. I liked seeing her in the role. But my main focus was when Jefferson was back on Lamont Walker II was on stage. I was like, let's get back to that. Like, there was a couple side stories. I was like, let's get back to that. So that was a really great, bit. It was very well-written play. Extremely
yes, I thought so too.
Well-written.
The dialogue was amazing. And it addressed so many really sensitive racial kinds of issues and did it in a very honest and raw way that I found... really thought-provoking and moving and touching.
Yeah, very touching. Yeah, I heard a couple of sniffles.
Oh,
in that crowd.
Like sniffles. Right next to you.
I heard you go.
But I feel that this production is just really powerful, poignant, and truly important.
Important. Yeah. You know what? It's a shame that the subject matter has not gone away in 1940 the play was. It's a shame that that we're still dealing with the same issues 50, 60, 70 years later.
We've made some progress, obviously, but more needs to be made.
Yeah, excellent job by Rich Keitel, who directed.
Yeah.
Got everybody, the way it was set up. Everything was, the lovely job.
It's a play that I think is important enough that I would really like to have everyone see it. And they do school matinees for school children, and I think it's vital that they see it. I'm really happy that they're doing that.
Vital to see. A Lesson Before Dying is a great lesson on humanity. Thank you.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.